You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
If you have more than one head waiter at a restaurant, you run into a very funny spelling question in English.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Hello.
Ann, I don't understand. What's so unusual about head waiter?
I know. If you stick with head waiter, the plural is not a very interesting question at all. Head waiters, there we are. However, we have another way to say head waiter in English, which is maitre d'.
Fancy.
Very fancy. I had not given this word a lot of thought until someone asked me, Anne, what is the plural of maitre d'? And it seems pretty clear that the plural must be maitre d's. This person then said, well, but how do you spell that? And I thought, I don't talk about maitre d's very often, and I don't write about them very often. So I'm not sure I've ever had to address this question as a writer. Maitre d', spelled M-A-I-T-R-E, separate word, D apostrophe.
It's that apostrophe at the end there. Just a single letter at the end followed by an apostrophe. What do you do with that?
Exactly. This is a very idiosyncratic spelling in English. It's not English in origin. You are not surprised to learn. This is a borrowing from French, and it comes from the French expression maître d'hôtel, the master of the hotel. It then was often used to refer to the head or the master of the hotel restaurant, which is how we get to head waiter. It was borrowed into English as a full expression and then got shortened to maître d'. And you'll notice we're also, of course, Englishifying the pronunciation of maître from French to maître d'. The plural of this, if you look to see how most writers pluralize it, it is maître d's, d apostrophe s.
Which makes me think of a possessive.
It does look a little bit like a possessive. We occasionally use an apostrophe for plural in something like 1960s, but this is just a weird word all the way around. Doesn't have a lot of analogies in the language. One could argue that the thing to make plural would be maitre.
That makes more sense to me because it's kind of like sisters-in-law.
And attorneys general. But in fact, we do maitre d's because the phrase itself is not transparent. And so we just stick the S on the end. As I was thinking about French borrowings, it took me to RSVP, which we see on invitations all the time. At this point, I'm not sure everybody knows what that stands for. They know what it means, which is that you're supposed to respond to the invitation. This also comes in from French. It is an alphabetism for a French phrase, répondez s'il vous plaît, please respond.
See, that makes it sound like an option. I'm always under the impression that you have to RSVP. We need a head count. We need to know how many people this caterer has to feed.
And what you just did there is one of the things that usage guide writers are concerned about, which is you have to RSVP, which means that RSVP in English has become a verb. In French, it's an imperative, which says, please respond. But in English, it has become a verb to respond to an invitation. So we can now say things like, I already RSVP'd.
Well, Anne, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and RSVP for next Sunday right now. I'll see you next Sunday.
I will see you then.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.